My thoughts are on the magic of who I am. My thoughts are on the magic of who I am. Now, just who am I? Who am I? What sort of a being am I? I live in the now. I think in the now. I act in the now. I love in the now. I do everything wonderful and fantastic in the now. So, my thoughts are on who and what I am right now. I'm a happy person. All right. I think about the property here. I think about the campus, the 105 acres here at the University of Healing. And I think of the wonderful pathways. And as I do that, I think, okay, if I take the tractor and I run up and down these pathways inside the grounds, and I make them lovely and smooth. It takes time, true. It takes maybe a couple hours of driving the tractor around and going back and forth, and some of the places are difficult and have to be gone over 3 or 4 times to bring them back into balance after a rain or after a storm. But so what? So what? It doesn't really matter. Everything I do for the campus of the University of Healing is a blessing. Everything I do for the campus of the University of Healing is a blessing in my mind. Everything I do for the campus of the University of Healing is a blessing for everyone who looks at it. No matter who comes here and sees it, they say, my, the vibrations here are so wonderful. The vibrations of love, the vibrations of peace, the vibrations of joy. They're so wonderful. Everything is so peaceful. Everything is so joyous. And that's exactly what it is. People come here and they test themselves. They come here and say, I am going to make the campus better. I'm going to make the campus more beautiful. I'm going to make the campus more wonderful. And how foolish they are. How utterly foolish they are. Because they're not making the campus more wonderful or more beautiful. They're only expressing their own inner self. Now, would the campus exist if it were not for me making it look beautiful? Oh, yes. Would the campus be a wonderful place filled with peace and love because that's what I put here? For everyone who comes here? Oh, yes. Would the campus always be a lovely, glorious place, regardless of who owns it or who has it? I walk on the adjacent grounds, the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management grounds, belonging to the federal government, all around our property. And no one lives there. Virtually no one walks there. A few international travelers and the Border Patrol, but nobody else. And then when I walk out there, it's more or less virgin territory. Beautiful. Just the way nature left it. Sometimes branches fall off the trees when they're no longer useful. Sometimes changes take place. Sometimes animals make pathways. And all the things that I see are good and beautiful. And I call them peace. I call them gentleness. I call them love. Every moment of my life, I have the permission to call anything I see, anything I hear, anything I know about, peace, gentleness, love, joy. I'm the creator of my world in every sense of the word. And I create my world as a world of gentleness and love and peace when I walk through this lifetime. When I walk through this world, is the world going to be a little more wonderful because I was here? Or am I going to be a little more wonderful because I was here? It doesn't make any difference to the world who is here, who is not here. It only makes a difference what our attitude is about what we experience while we are here. What do you experience while you're here? What do you experience in your attitude about the life that you're living? Are you experiencing that the life that you're living is a glorious, wonderful, fantastic, beautiful life? Or are you thinking, oh, Some things are not so good. Some things are not so nice. Some things are not so perfect as I'd like to have them be. If that's what you're thinking, how unhappy your life must be. How strange your life must be. How sad your life must be. In all things, my thoughts are on the magic of who I am. In all areas of life, my thoughts are on the magic of who I am. In everything I do, my thoughts are on the magic of who I am. I reach down and I caress Rex. And he leans in toward me and says, "That's great. That's great. You just keep doing that." And I watch the bugs as they walk along the ground. I see all of the creatures here on the campus of the University of Healing. And they're in this reserve where they are protected from all people who might want to come and change the layout of the land. Change the layout of the land as far as the qualities of life that are here. The qualities of the bugs, the animals, the coyotes, the mountain lions, all of the creatures, and us. We're here too. We're here too. And we're all living here in harmony. We're all living here in peace with one another. We're all living here in joy. And what greater experience could any of us have than to live together, to live our life in joy? It's not a matter of wanting to change something or improve anything. It's not a matter of wanting to have things be better, having the pathways be better, having anything. I just make the pathways because they delight me. No one walks on them. Maybe somebody walks on them occasionally. Maybe the international travelers walk on it, but I doubt it. Border Patrol, they take the main road around our property. They don't even walk the inner roads. And the only person that is delighted by it is me. Even Ellen, her treks that she walks around the property, doesn't walk through all the pathways that I make with the tractor. She doesn't walk through all these areas. She walks through the ones that delight her, which is what she should do. She is enjoying every single thing that comes into her world, and it is making her happy and making her feel fulfilled. Rex is doing the same thing. Rex walks with me when he wants to be loved, when he wants to be in my aura of love. And when Rex is on his joyful, playful attitude, he's dashing off through the bushes. He's dashing off through the trees. He's dashing off through the grounds and up over the mountaintops and down again. And by the time we get back from a morning walk, I may have walked a couple of miles, but he has walked many miles. And he has enjoyed every one of them. And he comes into the house bubbling with laughter and joy. And I open the door for him, and he runs up to Ellen, and he says, "Oh, I love you." And Ellen reaches down to pet him and says, "I love you too." And he is wiggly-waggly, and he is so happy. He's come back from a walk, an hour walk, where he has been very, very busy. Very, very busy. But his energy is boundless, because his energy comes from that source within him that does not need to have something to empower it or take away. It exists, and he knows it, and he loves it. Oh, he can ignore it, but he can't take it away. The energy is always there. He can ignore it, but it does not cease to exist because he ignores it. The same with us. The energy that we are, total, pure energy, does not cease to be there merely because we do not have the intelligence to recognize that it is there, and that we are pure energy, that we are delight, that we are happiness, that we are wonder, that we are magic, that we are all that is good and all that is beautiful. Our life is like that. Our world is like that. And really, are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Now, during this talk, you have heard the breeze come along because I'm walking the path. And you have heard the wind as it would go by the microphone. And perhaps you've even heard Rex's chain ring jingling around its collar. And all you hear and all you know is happiness and peace. All you are aware of is that all is in balance and all is in harmony. And truly, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. And that's the magic that you and I bring out of our world every day as we look for those things that are exciting and fun and joyful, uplifting, revealing, and wonderful indeed. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. No better word could be used to describe the wonderful world that you and I live in. For everything that happens, we make it happen. We live in the now. We live in the joy of the now. We live in the peace of the now. And we live in it because it's our choice. It's our choice. It's our choice, and we do it now. Have a lovely day, and know that in everything you do, my love and my joy go with you, because I too am doing everything in love and peace and joy. I love you. I love you. I love you.